Well, hello.
Hello there.
Hello, Andy.
Ugh.
Can we call Sony scammy?
Scammy?
Which is?
In that people pay money to see it.
I'm not getting much in return. The trailers imply that, oh, there's this big bad guy. He's gonna be the Thanos of this movie, right?
One of the trailers we just watched that I've never seen before implies it, yeah.
Yes, and I've seen loads of headlines. Andy Serkis is Knoll, the Venom creator. Andy Serkis is the Venom god. Andy Serkis plays this evil bad guy, the Venom man. Fuck you. He was in a stand studio for 2 minutes recording his lines. And then they created this CGI character around him.
Yeah. Didn't Andy Serkis direct the last Venom film?
Yeah, he did.
Do you think they just kind of like, no, we don't want you to direct this one. The last one was a bit rubbish. But we'll give you a part. We'll make you the Thanos in the last Venom film.
When did being rubbish ever stop them from doing anything? Just genuinely. I think more likely is what happened. He was like, I'm done with this. And he stayed on as a producer.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it as a favor for someone.
It cannot lead anywhere. This is the last Venom film.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's the last Venom film. No one wants to see a second Madam Web. No one wants to see a second Morbius. They both crashed and burned horribly.
Speak for yourself.
You've got Kraven the Hunter coming out later this year in a couple months' time.
We'll find out why that guy is named the Rhino. Because in all the trailers, they're like, do you know why they call me the Rhino? At least the first trailer, like 3 years ago. Now we're going to find out.
Because he's a giant rhino. He's in the trailer as a giant rhino.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Don't spoil it for me.
Don't spoil the trailer for you.
I didn't know. I thought he was very nosy. He was a puppy, but he was blind, so he's attacking everyone. That's what rhinos do.
Oh, really?
Because they're really calm creatures, but they're super blind. Every motion that comes towards them, they're like, oh, shit, there's a threat.
Okay.
Yeah, they're weird.
I used to ask everyone like the same question. And I don't know why. Like, what would you prefer, a rhino-sized dog or a dog-sized rhino?
Oh, dog-sized rhino.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It'd be cute, wouldn't it? Just running around charging at your coffee table and stuff. It'd be wicked.
Yeah, whatever. It can't cause too much trouble.
Yeah, I don't think a rhino-sized dog would be easy to maintain.
Would you fight 100 rhino-sized... No, 100 dog-sized rhinos or one rhino-sized dog?
Oh, yeah, 100. I reckon I could take on 100 rhinos if they were dog size. Wait, what kind of dog?
What kind?
If we're talking Great Danes, probably not. But
Chihuahuas. Chihuahua rhinos.
Yeah, I could take on 100 rhino chihuahuas.
You say that, but the aggression is enhanced because they're chihuahuas.
Get my stomping shoes on.
So Venom. The last D.
The last D.
As our ticket said, it is the last D indeed.
Gotta be like the last nail in the Sony Spider universe.
You think that, but they keep going.
It just keeps on, they keep trying. They have lost so much money.
If that's the last nail, what's Kraven the Hunter?
The
eulogy.
The Requiem.
This movie starts with the 10-minute exposition dump delivered to you by the bad guy, telling you what exactly he wants, what he's about, how he's formed.
Yep.
He just starts talking.
I have been trapped in this prison since the beginning of time. Let me just open these teleport portals that my children can escape of. Why can't I escape from them? I'm not gonna tell you. What?
Yeah. Who is he talking to? Because the exposition was so bad in this movie.
Yeah.
Two scientists walking in the hallway. Well, I'm glad we built this Area 55 so hidden and so tough that nothing can get out.
Or in.
Or in. Isn't that right, General? Yes, that's right, Miss Scientist. I'm sorry, I was reading from the script.
Yeah, it's just, that's awful. And just unnecessary backstories.
Oh, God.
Was my one. Like, the scientist didn't need a backstory.
No.
Because she is a two-dimensional character that didn't go anywhere. Didn't have any kind of you know, beginning, middle, end to her story. It just, this is what happened to her when she was a child. Lightning. Okay, that's it.
What was the thing she kept saying?
Oh, it was the thing that her brother said, because her brother died because they were running away from a lightning storm.
Yeah.
Like, when has anyone ever run away from a lightning storm?
Surely you hear it first.
Well, you hear it first, you see it, you're like, and you just like, oh, God, it's going to rain in a minute. I'm just going to get up and walk away.
Yeah.
No one panically terrified runs away from a storm.
No.
But they were. They held hands, and at that exact moment, lightning came down, went through her for some reason, and killed him for some reason, even though they both had shoes on and they were both grounded.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the science on that one.
No, it's gibberish.
But then the brother said something very deep and very...
Yeah.
Something that resonated with her whole life, which is... Do you remember exactly what it was?
No. I think we should Google it. We should ask the producer.
Okay. Google famous Venom quotes. Turn in the wind.
Like a turd in the wind.
Top 10 Venom the Last Dance quotes. We are Venom. Great.
It rhymed as well.
Yeah.
If the thunder are coming, should you be running. Something like that.
That would too. I can't find it.
That was basically the extent of it. If the thunder are coming, you should be running. Rick.
Hello.
Do you like to listen to bonus episodes on patreon.com/IHateYourMovie?
I love it more than anything else.
It makes my life so good.
I've grown 12 inches since listening to...
Where?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Did you know that on patreon.com/IHateYourMovie, we have our best episodes on the show for £1 plus tax? You can enjoy all our bonus episodes we do every month. We do things like... Trivia.
Current champion.
Oh yeah, fuck you. I forget, I hate you. We do things like...
Random film generators.
Random film generators.
We've watched films like Resident Evil 3 and Halloween No One Cares.
Halloween 2, the bad one. The other bad one.
No, the other bad one.
Not the other bad one.
No, the other bad one.
We get movie suggestions from our patrons and much more.
More.
So join this great community of people for £1 plus taxes a month. Patreon.com/IHateYourMovie.
Ready to snap in more rhythm.
What about her friend, Lady Scientist?
Christmas lady.
With the Christmas thing on her. She had one small badge on Christmas.
And that was her character. She liked Christmas. And that she turned into Christmas Venom.
Yeah.
By the way, it's embarrassing, but I know these characters and their characters' names because this is still from the time when I was reading comics.
Mm-hmm.
But I refuse. Everything is a Venom. It's Christmas Venom, there's Lightning Venom.
Yep, Rock Venom.
Rock Venom, there's the...
Twins Venom.
Two-headed Twins Venom. Acid Green.
Mm-hmm.
Floaty Venom.
Snake Venom.
Snake Venom, there you go.
You mean there's really important characters that were there throughout the entire film? And that they just appeared. Oh, look, there's loads of Venoms. Isn't that cool? Oh, they're dead. Oh, they died. Oh, spoiler alert.
One thing that this movie could do slightly better than the previous ones.
One thing. There's one thing.
Because I was hoping that there wouldn't be any more goopy Venom action. It's like the Transformers movies. We just see, like, two grey cubes fighting each other. You know, it's completely indiscernible. This is the same. 2, 3, 4, 5 goopy things fighting something. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah, they stab it at some point and punch it. They punch it in the head. The Rock Venom punches the spooky in the face. Because it going through an airplane jet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shredding it into a million pieces didn't kill it. But yeah, you punch it in the face, mate.
I don't know why they set up the Acme acid tank.
Yep.
So in this movie, they are discontinuing Area 51.
Decommissioning.
Whatever. So there's no more.
There's no more.
They are ending Area 51.
Yeah, yeah.
And how they do that is large item by large item. They out in the open in the desert, they have this tank that opens up and there's like comical green acid coming out that doesn't exist in real life, whatever, Area 51, whatever, and it melts everything, and there's no like guards. There's no like shielding. It's just praise everywhere.
Just out in the open.
Out in the open. And then, like, oh, we're discontinuing. I don't care. We're discontinuing Area 51 because there's too many eyes. So let's go here. 5 minutes to the side where we have this sand waterfall where we made Area 55. Surely, if there's too many eyes on us, they can't see us here.
Well, that's the thing. There's too many eyes on us. But there they are out in the open spraying acid on things. I was watching it and I just imagined them like lifting up this flying saucer and just dragging it towards the acid. Oh, that's gone now. Good thing no one saw that. But what I didn't understand about the acid spray thing, because they used it once in the film, he was heading towards the acid thing before the general did anything. The general was just lying there with a stab wound. So how did Venom know? Because I wouldn't know what that is.
It does say like Acme acid on it or something. That's how, in large letters, it was acid.
MacGuffin. Just
he was
big arrows.
Bad guy killing thing. Yeah, it did say like acid disposal something.
Okay, that's the kind of thing you stop to read in a fight with aliens.
It was constantly in the background, 100% of the time in the last section of the movie. And then they're like, when are they going to do it now? It's just teasing us. I don't know if you agree with this.
Go on.
The actors were weirdly tried a lot.
Mm.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, although I don't like guy whose name I can't pronounce.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yeah, him.
Yeah.
I don't like him with an American accent. And I don't like Risa Farns of an American accent.
Yeah,
but they both did very well with it. Tom Hardy,
tries so much.
In terms of acting effort,
yeah,
it was amazing.
Yeah, like
he did really well.
Why? Does he not know what kind of film he's in? He's trying way too much based on the quality of this film.
But it's his film. You know, he produced it. It's, you know, story by him, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It said in the final credits.
Now he can go fuck himself.
So it's story by him and the writer of the film, and then it's written by the writer of the film, who is also the director of the film.
Yeah.
Wow. Whose name I don't know, and we'll never see them again.
They'll be acided from the Acme acid. I think the guy who stands out the most, who's most trying, is the police commissioner from the previous movie.
Oh, Stephen Graham.
He's like in a different movie.
He is, yeah.
He's like in a horror movie. Yeah, the A24 horror film acting, which is like really creepy and weird.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
He's fantastic. I can't remember anything about the second Venom film, by the way. Apparently he's in it. By the way they set it up, he's in it.
He's basically the same role as Chiwetel Ejiofor in this.
Okay.
The human antagonist.
Mm-hmm. Like you say, it's just completely insane. When you talk about their acting in a bubble, you're like, yeah, it's cool.
It's all there.
But it's amazing. Just when everything around them is just such gibberish, it makes no sense at all. So let's talk about the MacGuffin.
Which one?
The Cosmos. What was it called?
The spirally.
The key.
Key.
The Nexus. No.
The MacGuffin.
yeah, the MacGuffin.
Yes.
So apparently, oh my god, so...
You might have understood this more than me. I got lost a little bit between expositions somewhere.
So how it works, apparently, is the big bad that's been trapped in the darkness. I believe in a thing called love.
He has to listen to that all day long. I need to get out of here.
He's been trapped as the guitarist from the darkness for all these years.
Guitar! Master, did you notice before the guitar solo he says guitar? Yes, I noticed. I listened to this song since time immemorium.
Yeah, so he's trapped in the darkness and the Venom creature's locked in there.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason that it does not explain in any way, shape or form, if Venom saves the life of the human that he's hosting, it creates the MacGuffin.
Oh, I missed that bit.
And then once that MacGuffin has been created, it's in them both until one of them dies.
Mm-hmm.
And if the spookies can get to the MacGuffin, then the bad guy in the darkness can leave.
Yes. Or he could just leave on his own, like at the end of this movie.
Or he just leave through the portals that he keeps creating.
Yeah, maybe.
For his creatures.
The darkness made him immobile. And so whenever Venom completely suits up,
yep,
the Spookies see the MacGuffin.
Yes.
And then they can follow him.
They don't just follow him, they immediately pounce on him.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter where they are in the country. It doesn't matter if Venom is attached to the side of a jet.
Yeah.
A plane. Doesn't matter. He's just there.
Yeah.
Boom. Done. By the way, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What do you think happened to that airplane?
Well, an airplane can still land with one jet.
Yeah.
Up. Yeah.
Okay. Does it not just skew to the right or left?
I don't know how it works, but I know that happens sometimes.
Okay.
Like Canadian geese usually get stuck in those.
Like a bird strike.
Yeah. And then they can still land.
Okay. It just seems weird to me that they just completely blew up this jet on this passenger plane and then left it, and it was never mentioned again. I just want a news article in the background. Like, tragedy today, as 300 people died in an air collision.
While Tom Hardy's like, oh my God, I killed a person. And then in the background is like, tragedy. I killed one person by accident under the ocean or whatever, in a stream. I also killed 600 other people. By a plane crash. And also eat people's brains and weird stuff. Yeah.
Let's think on that for 30 seconds and then never mention it again.
Yeah, it was so traumatic for him.
It really shook him to his core for the next minute and a half.
Yeah. So now that we established what the MacGuffin does and how does the MacGuffin activate.
Mm-hmm.
So Tom Hardy never venoms up, right, in this movie?
No, because if you did do that, you'd be putting the universe at risk.
Yeah. And then Venom tells him that, so they both know how high the stakes are.
Yeah.
So they would never do that.
That would be insane.
Yeah.
Especially as he can use his Venom powers without going full Venom.
Yeah.
You know, so he can still defend himself, he can still heal himself,
mm-hmm.
he can still be pretty much 99% of the way into Venom. Without going full Venom.
Yeah.
And he'd be fine. Everyone would be fine. So, of course, like you say, they wouldn't do it.
Movie ends. Credits. Yeah, so after Venom threatening us and other characters in the movie saying, don't suit up because you're going to invite the Spookies, he suits up for a very important purpose.
Yes.
Is to dance with the Asian lady.
Yes. The old shopkeeper from down the road turns up for no reason. By the way, no reason at all. She just appears out of nowhere.
Because she's a hilarious comedy character.
Yeah,
that's the reason.
That everyone knows and loves. She was in Across the Spider-Verse thing, you know.
Yeah, the worst bit of Across the Spider-Verse. I remember that. I was like, oh no, don't remind me of this terrible franchise.
Yeah, so he has to dance with her. So
yeah, that's, to ABBA.
This is the point I got up and walked out.
Yeah, and I genuinely had 50-50 if you're going to come back, because it was so cringy and embarrassing and, like, terrible decision-making by the main characters.
Like, yeah, I just needed to leave. I didn't want to come back, but I felt I had to. Do you know what the weirdest part about it is? I just do not understand, right? So what is full Venom? They don't say full Venom, but there's, you know... They call it... You know,
Venom mode. Full Venom mode.
Yeah.
Goblin mode.
So what is full Venom mode? It's when he's completely encased in Venom, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Right?
Where I get confused is where he's like hopping between animals and
yes,
shit.
Yes, that is my question as well. How can a horse be full Venom and be okay? But I guess...
Because he didn't save the life of the creature.
The horse, I suppose. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
We see a lot of Venoms in this. We see horse Venom, fish Venom.
That was the most fun.
Frog Venom.
Even though it was very stupid.
Yeah.
That was the most fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because I grew up and I read comics right in that Venom popularity era. I've got a lot of nitpicks from the comics. And I'm not sure if these are established in the movies either. But like, for example, in the comics, as soon as the symbiote leaves Eddie Brock, he's basically just dying immediately. Starts dying.
Mm-hmm.
Is that in the first movie? Because it's completely missing in this one.
No, it's in this one. Eddie can live, but the symbiote can't.
Oh, okay. And in the comics, Eddie can't live either.
No, really?
That's what I mean, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The other thing that really fucking bugged me, and this is like my 13-year-old kid self, is when he's like trying to get into a casino. Oh, they need a dress code. Let's punch a guy who has a suit on. One of the defining characteristics of the symbiote is that it can act like clothing. It can, like, form clothing around you. Like,
oh, really?
Any kind of clothing. And it was black and white, too, so don't have any...
That would be quite cool. I'd like to see that in the film.
Did they read any of the comics? I know what they read. They probably read the worst era of Venom, which is late 90s, early 2000s, the Lethal Protector era, when he was a joke.
Lethal Protector?
Yeah.
So nobody mentioned that before. That didn't get mentioned enough in this film. I don't understand that.
That's
reference.
How they're showing you that that they read something. But they read the worst Venom, the one that everyone hates, and they put it on film. The joke one, the one that eats chocolate and it's an anti-hero and it's a dummy.
I haven't read any of them.
It's a rough time for Venom, the Lethal Protector era.
Venom is incredibly annoying. He's meant to be kind of like the comic relief,
yeah.
But he's not. It feels like being trapped with an impulsive four-year-old. Oh, I'm going to tap buttons on the sparkly light thing. Oh, I want to put money in the fruit machine. I've lost. I want more money. You know, it's exactly like having a kid.
Yeah. It's only fun when Tom Hardy is doing boobery.
Boobery?
Boobery, you not know that word?
Yeah, I kind of do.
When Tom Hardy is doing boobery, he's doing the upgrade thing, which they stole this idea from. Which is like, oh, the chip is controlling me, so I'm fighting without making it look like I'm in control.
I don't get it. I don't understand why it's gotten this bad. Just film in general. Like, why is it this bad? Why, in a time where they need quality, in a time when they need bums on seats more desperately than ever, do these studios keep putting out utter garbage? I don't understand it.
They don't even have, like, focus groups or anything. Like, I'm sure they do, and no one tells them that no one wants to see this kind of film.
Yeah.
The whole Spum universe, the whole Sony Pictures universe of Marvel movies. Either it's terrible ideas to begin with to make a movie of that character, like Madam Web.
Yep.
Or they use the worst version, like here in Venom. There's not like a comic book nerd in the studio to tell them no one wants to see this. Ever.
Yeah. Like, who are they finding to write these films? I don't get it. I don't understand. Do you think if we went back and we watched the Marvel, early MCU films that we actually enjoyed.
Yeah.
Do you think we would spot faults with them like we do? Do you think we're just so disillusioned at this point that if we went back and watched the films that we remember fondly, we'd actually be like, wait, no, that doesn't make sense.
I don't think so.
No? I don't think so either.
I think just this movie is so badly written and it's so, like, just slapped together hastily. There's not really great thought in it. Characters just whatever, they just exist. The main character doesn't have any agency. If throughout the whole film, it doesn't do anything.
Nope.
I think it's just like slapped together, whatever garbage. At least in John Favreau, Iron Man's, they did like improvise a lot of it, but they structured a story around it, whatever they were improvising. Smartly done. I think this is a different category. This is like a super subpar script and only the actors try.
Yeah.
Like, no one else cares.
Because even, like, Marvel itself went downhill, like MCU. Yeah. Like, that's just...
But even the new Marvel movies are not this bad.
No, true. Do you think it's time to just end superhero films now?
I don't like to think about it that way.
Okay.
You know, if it's going to fizzle out, it's going to fizzle out. And it is fizzling out right now anyway, without anyone's forcing it to. As like a previous superhero nerd who grew up with this stuff, and I did stop reading comics, but I still have some sort of appreciation for the art. I still think there's lots of kind of stories that they haven't touched. I say this to her a lot. One of my big problems with the Marvel movies is that they draw from great stories, which are like almost experimental and interesting, like Planet Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they shot Hulk onto a planet and he has to like survive and he's in the Colosseum. And there's no like single bad guy. And then they make Thor Ragnarok and then shove in a single bad guy. They could reach out to do different things. They're just not really at the moment. And I feel like that's part of why they're stagnating. Because it became like this villain of the week kind of thing.
Yeah.
Even though like superhero comics are incredibly varied. I think Sony just wants to make a quick buck.
Good luck with that.
But if they thought ahead, They could have had like a good franchise that makes money and is beloved at the same time. So Venom, the last D.
The last D.
Excited for Kraven the Hunter.
Oh, God.
Oh, now you spoiled it for me. We know why they call him the Rhino.
No, I'm not excited for Kraven the Hunter. That is a fact.
I am.
Oh, God, how can you be?
Ironically.
At this point, like, being excited for Kraven the Hunter is genuinely like being excited to watch this film again.
It is going to be very similar. The difference is going to be that Aaron Taylor-Johnson, is that his name?
Probably.
That guy is a charisma vacuum. Is he still going to be the new Bond?
Apparently, yeah.
It's like the worst choice ever.
Although he hasn't actually been announced yet.
He's the most boring part of every movie he's ever been in. So that's why I'm excited for Kraven the Hunter. Coming soon on I Hate Your Movie. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Bye. Goodbye. Like a turd in the wind.